You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. I am Cameron Heron, and it's just past 10:40, which means it's time for your Valley Talk program on this Friday, July 7th. And I've got a couple of very special guests today. I've got Don Rascott and Darren Selzler of the Crookston Police Department. How are you two doing today?
Great.
Doing good, Cameron. Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. Of course. I mean, always love to have you on here. And, you know, we had Don and on here a couple weeks ago to talk about Night to Unite, and we're going to talk about that again. But Don actually wanted to talk about something else that's going on today.
Well, Cameron, thank you. You know, really, really excited about Walmart stepping up and such a community team leader, and I would just like your listeners to know about today, between 1 and 4, Walmart is sponsoring a benefit to try to raise money for the Children's Miracle Network. And so they called the police department, asked if they could use our dunk tank today, and the chief said, yes, no problem. That's for a great... in fact, the chief says, why don't you take two of my officers and put them in the dunk tank? So thanks, Chief Selzer. So myself and another officer are going to be in the dunk tank along with the Walmart manager, Jeff, and I believe he's got someone else there. And we're going to try to raise money for the 2023 Children's Miracle Network. And I believe Walmart's going to be cooking hot dogs and hamburgers. Ooh. And it's going to be kind of a fun deal. So I would just encourage all your listeners, please take a trip over to Walmart between 1 and 4 and see if you can't lend a hand for the 2023 Children's Miracle Network and come and dunk the cop. It's going to be a very cold day, and you're going to see me shaking like a leaf.
I know. It's not going to be 91 degrees. It's probably going to be closer to 71, unfortunately.
I appreciate the chief volunteering us for that.
It won't feel as refreshing as it would on other days, but it's still a great cause, and I'm sure you're always willing to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that'll be exciting. Yeah, again, 1 to 4 p.m. at Walmart, Children's Miracle Network should be good. But let's get into the meat and potatoes of kind of what we brought you on to talk about today, and that is Night to Unite. And we did talk about this a couple weeks ago, but now that we're much closer to the event, I'm sure you have plenty of information for us about that night.
Oh, absolutely, Cameron. You know, here we are again talking about it. Well, it's kind of a passion for me, so I'm pretty darn excited. And just for our listeners to know, it's our 40th annual Night to Unite celebration nationwide, where communities and law enforcement come together and they take a bite out of crime. And we literally do. This is a time when families, children, adults all come together, get to meet their policemen on a face-to-face, first-name basis. We even have it set up in the park where you play games and compete against our officers. And it makes our citizens more comfortable where they feel that they can assist us in crime fighting and keeping our neighborhood safe. In fact, do you know, Cameron, that nationwide over 40 million people in over 15,000 communities attend this event every year?
Wow, that's a lot. I would have never expected that big of a number, but I mean, it's just
here in Crookston, it's and as you know, it's Tuesday, August 1st. Here in Crookston, this is our 20th year doing it, and our new permanent venue is at the UMC, the promenade or the mall area next to the gazebo. It's really a beautiful setting, and UMC is so gracious in letting us have that. And I just want to say, you know, I hear comments every now and then from some of our older citizens, our older people, or some of our citizens that don't have children. I ask them, hey, have you been to our Night to Unite event? And they say, oh, gosh, you know, that's for kids. It absolutely is not just for kids. We have things set up for all ages and all people, adults, children. So I guess I would say to you guys, bring your honey bunny or your shining star with and enjoy the day.
Yeah, if nothing else, there's great food out there. So you can head out and just have a nice little dinner, maybe compete for some of the prizes that they've got there. There's something for everyone. I definitely don't regret whenever I go out there. It's still a lot of fun.
It's a great day. And we do give away thousands of dollars worth of prizes. Our Our chief is very community service oriented. He supports it 100%. He gives myself, sets it up, the latitude to do whatever necessary to make this event the way it is. So with that support from our community and from our community leaders, it's just a win-win for everybody. And you know, Cameron, at this time, I'd really like to recognize how this event has been so successful through the years. And, you know, I'm going to get into it in a minute about the donations and the graciousness of our community, but it's our team leaders. It's our community leaders who are on the Night to Unite committee. And I'd just like to recognize each and every one of them because they are the ones that sacrifice their time. They take time off from work to make these meetings. They take time off from their family during the event. And to start with, our most senior committee member is Connie Wilkins. She's actually, I took this over, I think 17 years ago, and Connie was involved in it even before that. So Connie Wilkins, Kathy Legess, just phenomenal. Kathy is very organized and has done so much for us. This year we have a new fire chief who decided to come on board, and that's Chief Shane Helstab. And he has been a member prior to becoming chief. Also, Police Chief Darren Selzer and Deputy Police Chief Nate Nelson have come on board, done whatever necessary to make sure that this gets brought together. They have far-reaching connections in other law enforcement agencies and helped me out tremendously in that way. Because, as you know, we have several law enforcement agencies that bring their tools to show off to the public, you know, robots, canines, unmanned aerials. It's just it's a great time. Now, in addition to Deputy Chief Nate Nelson, who just came on board, Don Brousseau has been on it for a few years now. And we have an officer, Cody Bannert, who one of our newer officers, been on about 2 years. Excuse me. He's going to be assisting me in this and probably taking it over when I retire. And then we have our UMC employees that have been on the board for a few years, Michelle Christofferson, Nell DeBoer, and they are just instrumental in our liaison between the UMC and our Night to Unite committee. And last but not least, certainly, is Carrie Berquist. She's a community leader over at All True Hospital. Or I guess it's not Ultra anymore. It's a Riverview. I think she works now for Riverview.
Oh, wow.
So with those names, those are the people that if you see them in the community, thank them for their sacrifices for helping us put this together. And I'd also like to recognize our local businesses as a whole. Cameron, I have not seen such kindness and graciousness as this year when I'd walk into a business and say, "It's that time of year again. Would you mind donating?" And every business is absolutely done, whatever you need. And so it's because of that we are able to give away thousands of dollars worth of prizes. And that's the other wonderful thing. You come to Night to Unite, the chances are very, very good that you're going to walk away with a prize, either as an adult, a child, a teenager. We're going to have something for you.
Yeah, you were talking to me earlier about the bike packages.
Oh, yeah. We've got, as of today, we've got 28 bicycle packages. Ooh. And bicycle packages include a bicycle, a helmet, and a lock because we want to promote safety.
Mm-hmm.
And these are brand new bikes and all sizes, shapes, boys, girls bikes, adult bikes, everything. So yeah, it's a great deal. And you know, I also want to mention our two main sponsors, Walmart, who has been our financial sponsor, and UMC, who has just been wonderful. The chancellor over there invited us there a couple years. Was it 2 years ago now, Chief?
I believe so.
Yeah, and gave us all of her resources. And then the liaison, Michelle Christofferson and Nell DeBoer, they have helped us in the setup and teardown of this event. It goes so smooth, and we hear nothing but compliments on how it goes over at the UMC. I'm sure, well, as you can probably tell, I get pretty excited about this, and I sit and brag about it.
For sure.
But I'm sure Chief Selzer would like me to stop bragging about it for a minute and maybe give him an opportunity to speak. And as you know, I'm kind of shy, and I know I need to come out of my shell. But sorry, Chief, it's all yours.
No, that's all good. Thanks, Don. Appreciate the rundown on that for sure. You know, honestly, I didn't think I'd have to talk at all, Cameron, today with Don.
I know. I was kind of wondering the same thing. I was like, whoa, this guy's just in here.
Honestly, I wasn't even going to come because I just knew, you know, with Don here. No, you know, again, I would just like to touch on that and again, recognize our collaboration and relationship with UMC. You know, it's just, we used to do it down in the park, City Park, and it worked well down there. However, you know, you just can't beat the venue at UMC. It's so beautiful. It's so well maintained. The resources and everything they do, I'm just so proud of that relationship that we've built with them. So again, I want to thank UMC. Also, like Don had mentioned, it takes so much preparation and personal sacrifice to go into this event to make everything successful. And you know, I just want to touch briefly on some of the events down there, what we're doing, some of the times we're doing it, where some of them are located. You know, so for those who are attending, we'll kind of give a rundown. Also, you know, Night to Unite has a Facebook page, which is always new posts and updating on there that'll have the details of the venue events, times, locations. But this year, we're doing the 10th annual Walt Keller Memorial Bingo Party, and that's going to be from 2:30 to 4 o'clock. Lots of prizes and gift cards and everything that you attend at Night to Unite. Fortunately, again, with the community sponsors and everything we receive, there's some type of prize or something to walk away with.
Absolutely.
And like Don said, you know, this isn't just for children. You know, obviously we want to build those relationships with our police officers, but it's also just to show community what we have, services we can provide to all ages, whatever that may be or whatever you might need at the time you are in your life. Again, the main event is from 4:30 to 7:30. Yep. This year, and that's again in the mall area next to or near the gazebo, kind of in the center. You certainly can't miss it. Just show up and you'll see us there, right? We start at 4:30 and we start right at 4:30. So right about there, we'll be doing the national anthem.
Kitty Barstead.
Yeah.
We'll be singing that.
She'll be beautiful voice. She's been singing that for us for many years. I'll do a quick introduction and welcome everyone to the Night to Unite celebration activities. And I'll recognize our theme at that time also.
You're not going to tell them what it is.
Yeah, like Don said, we're keeping that a secret. Right, okay. Now. We'll reveal that real soon.
But, I'm going to try and pry it out of you here. Right? We got to let the people
something,
know.
Something to
we're going to keep you on the edge of your seat, Cameron.
Dang it, man.
Yeah, then I think, I don't remember if Don mentioned it here or not, but, you know, back by popular demand, this year, again, we will have the Border Patrol helicopter. Their interdiction unit will be landing this year at UMC. And that's always a huge, huge turnout for that. Obviously, it's one of our main events, and that's a good time for the parents to take photos with their children, either in or on the helicopter nearby. So that's always a good one to.
Absolutely.
Are we ever gonna get helicopter rides?
that's a little tougher.
That's a little tougher.
That's a little tougher.
Yeah. So
a little optimistic.
They could make it last year. Is that right, Don? So they're back. Has it been a couple of years?
It's actually been 2 years now, and nice. They had maintenance problems 1 year, and then they had all of their helicopters slotted for the southern border last year. Yeah. So this year we really lucked out.
You know, quickly some of the events that we'll be doing, or I should say demonstrations that we'll be doing is fire department. They always have a couple really cool events. You know, they'll have their kitchen. Burn demo, they that do a vehicle over, extraction. Yeah. You know, we have so many community law enforcement partners from North Dakota and Minnesota, probably a dozen or more. There's so many that'll be there. You know, we have the bomb squad from Grand Forks. We're going to have a canine bite demo from Polk County Sheriff's Office and many, many more. Our Taekwondo team, they'll be back again this year for their high impact demo. Mini games, again, that you can play with all our community police officers. We'll have the dunk tank again. I think we got some good celebrities you had mentioned going this year.
Nell's in charge of that. We're going to have some fun with that dunk tank this year.
Yeah, that's watermelon eating contest, golf ball drop, and obviously the many, many prizes throughout the evening. Like Don said, we're up to 28 bikes. And typically how we do that is we give those prizes away, try to do it every 15 minutes or at least throughout the night. So it's just not a big kind of chaos, if you want to call it, or confusion right at the
happy
end.
Happy chaos.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody's so excited. So, yeah, we'll be giving those away through the night. So, yeah, that's kind of where we're at with some of the events.
You know, that sounds great, Chief, but how about the awesome food vendors that we have as well?
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. We're doing four again this year?
We've got three nailed down and two in the works. But, you know, we have our mainstay with the Knights of Columbus and their famous fish fry. Walleye fish fry and their famous onion rings. But we've got some other new food vendors coming in. So
that'll be fun.
Yeah, and then we always get really positive feedback from the food vendors. I mean, the public is really good at that.
Don't worry, Chief. I see you looking at the clock. Well, we still got plenty of time. Go ahead.
Yeah, like normally, you know, sometimes we're looking for fillers at the end, and this time I'm just going to turn it over to Don. So anyway, you know, some of the location of those is the bingo event is in the Prairie Lounge or Student Center. Mm-hmm. Next to the Student Union. Obviously, the main events are in the main campus area near the gazebo. And the food vendors will be on the campus mall area there on the north side. Again, you can't miss that. We'll have parking in the adjacent parking lots. If people need a ride, we will be shuttling people from parking lots. You know, with the golf carts or the little mini trucks that they use.
Tri-Valley is going to bring our elderly people for the bingo. So
yeah, it's going to be a great event. Again, we're looking super excited for it. And, you know, we've kind of become a pro at this, Don, right?
Yeah. We don't miss much. You've got all your bases covered.
Awesome job, Chief. You know, I want the listeners to know I had to beg my chief to come to do this because he's he truly is a little shy on the radio.
I'm not so sure that's true. And this is typically my first Friday of every month that I come on Valley Talk, but I was happy to give it to Don, that's for sure.
So, any rate, Cameron, in closing, I just want to remind the parents and children and adults and teenagers that this is Tuesday, August 1st, 2023, Night to Unite. Bingo goes from 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Prairie Lounge or the Student Union area, and then on to UMC Plaza for the main festivities, which start sharp at 4:30. There'll be solid action and events right up until 7, maybe even a little after 7. And then, I need to remind everybody that in order to be a prize winner, you must be present to win.
So an incentive to stay the whole time.
That is correct.
But obviously, there's a lot of different incentives to stay the whole time. Lots of activities.
And I just ask that your listeners today, just remember Walmart between 1 and 4 o'clock for the 2023 Children's Miracle Hospitals. We're trying to raise some money for them and trying to do a good thing there. Come out. Come and dunk the cops. Let's dunk the cops and dunk the manager of Walmart. I think my chief might even pay a couple bucks to dunk.
Absolutely.
Them. Well,
I'm going to throw some balls at Don today. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So, Night to Unite, Tuesday, August 1st, 2023. Hopefully, a lot of people listening have wrote that down in their schedule, and we'll have
always
a fun
the
time.
First Tuesday in August.
Yeah. Yep, that's way to right.
Remember. Sounds good. Yep. Well, thank you very much for coming on, Don and Darren. We will hopefully have you on at some point in the future.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Cameron.
Yep. That is your Friday, July 7th edition of Valley Talk.